Blog Talk Radio.
I'm already up and going.
Yeah, I'm ready. Live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show.
as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And you guys can call in at any time and say hello. If you just want to say hello to me, or if you'd like to comment on today's topic or anything like that, give a shout out. I don't mind you calling in and giving a shout out. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's weather, we're looking at 83 degrees right now in the ATL and a high of 96 today. So, guys, please keep you some water with you and keep drinking it and stay hydrated and try to stay in some type of air conditioning, or if you work outdoors, again, keep yourself hydrated and get in the shade somewhere, you know, and try to stay cool as best you can, okay? And you're looking at high to mid-90s all the rest of the weekend, this weekend, okay? Now, today's word of the day is, come on, Worcester. Comparison, C-A-P-A-R-I-S-O-N, comparison, and comparison is a noun, and the definition is an ornamental covering for a horse. Another meaning is decorative trappings and harness. The second meaning is rich clothing or adornment. Okay, comparison is an ornamental covering for a horse. That's pretty cool. I never knew what a comparison was, but I've seen it on horses. Like, say, for instance, the Budweiser Clydesdales. They always dress them up at Christmas time, or they dress them up for parades and things like that. So the ornamental things that they have hanging around their necks and things like that, those are called comparisons. All right. That's cool. Comparison. You learned something new today. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I see other people are joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, those of you who are on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set it up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. I know a lot of people say, Frank, you didn't do a show today. I was looking for your show, and I didn't find one. Well, if you click on that and follow the show, then whenever I set up a show and put out my show notes, you'll get an email alert or something like that from the show telling you the title of the show and what we're going to talk about today. I only do it on a daily basis. Okay, I only do it on a daily basis, so that way you won't miss a show unless you want to, right? You will not miss a show unless you want to, if you set that up. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, before I get into today's show, I wanted to give a special birthday shout-out to a coworker of mine, her daughter, Darlicia Bain turned 18 today. And happy birthday, Darlicia. I hope you have a good birthday today. I hope you have fun today and make mama do something special for you. Okay? Again, happy birthday to Darlicia Bain. Congratulations on making 18. You got 18 more coming. More than 18 more, but hey, you have fun today, and I'll see you. Happy birthday again to you on next year, okay? Happy birthday, Darlicia Bain. Now, today's show is entitled, What If Your Woman Passed Gas All the Time? I guess I got a wild hair or something this week, but I've been having some crazy thoughts about doing shows on. Because I have, my ratings really have gone literally out the roof. Y'all with me? So I said, hey, what else can I come up with? Let me think. Let me come up with something that, get someone going a little bit, make people want to listen. I got a full house today. All my lines are full right now. And I'm sure, I've got internet listeners right now that are up on the show. But so we'll see. The title is, What If Your Woman Passed Gas All the Time in Your Presence? I'm keeping it, right with saying passed gas. What if she farted all the time in your presence? Okay? And, some men do that a lot. Some men are passed gas and don't think twice about it. I'll tell you guys a quick story. And this is funny. My granddad, God rest his soul, and my grandma, God rest her soul, we used to go there a lot on the weekend. So once my granddad got really up in age, he died at 92. So once he got up in age, he passed gas up in, upstairs in the den. That's where everyone went and watched TV. And he passed gas up there, and you just see people, fly from up there. and what he used to do, what was so funny, he had a can of, and I know you younger people won't, don't know about this, but he had a aerosol can spray of Right Guard deodorant, right? And that stuff's strong. Right? And so what he do is right there when he farted, he'd shoot a little couple of sprays of Right Guard in the air. And hey, that was your warning. That was your warning to get out. And as soon as he sprayed that, a couple of his friends, they sit there and try to wait it out. But once the aroma hit them, they come from upstairs too. The only one being left standing is him. And the reason I tell this story is because for some reason, you can stand your own farts or your own gas. Right? You can stand it, but other people can't stand it. They're like, oh my God, who was that? Who did that? And, I guess it's like, being in the bathroom and doing your business, And, you know, you can sit there and you can stand that. But someone else would come in and be like, oh my God. I mean, something dead or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but what if your woman passed gas all the time in your presence? What would you do? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, me, myself, you know, with my wife, I don't have that problem because, I mean, she'll hold it for 4 days if she has to, rather than do that in my presence, okay? But, you know, I tell people all the time, hey, you know, it's better out than in, right? And so, in other words, I understand. It's a normal bodily function, right? And, you know, but I don't understand now you just doing it in the car or something like that to hurt somebody or, you know, if you're in the car by yourself, then fine. But, I mean, if you're doing it in the car or just to hurt somebody, then, that's a little different. Or you're in close quarters with each other. I don't condone that. Okay? I don't condone that. So, but what if you're a woman? Pass gas in your presence all the time. I mean, would you know, and she may not be your spouse. You know, she may not be your wife. She may not really. She may just be a girlfriend. And think about this: if you just met her, maybe a month ago, and then now all of a sudden she's starting to pass gas. You know, she's gotten a little comfortable around you. Now she's starting to pass gas in your presence. And you know, some women won't even say, excuse me. I mean, they'll just fart and think nothing of it. I mean, and so, you know, if that was me and I had just started dating a girl and she's, you know, let's say a month or 2 months into the dating game, and now all of a sudden she starts to pass gas around me or in my presence, I'm like, that might be a game changer. Okay? That may be a game changer. When I say game changer, that might get her kicked out. I may have to go and see if I can find someone else. Again, I understand it's a normal bodily function that happens daily. Okay? And you know, a lot of women don't want to talk about it. A lot of women think that it's, I only do that, you know, when I'm in the bathroom by myself. You know? But it's something that happens, right? And I understand that. But you can be courteous enough not to do it in my presence. You can get up and walk away, go to the bathroom or whatever, and blow yourself up. But don't just sit there. We're watching TV or whatever. And you know, and you let a long bomb go. I mean, that's like, oh my God. And then because is that something that you would be okay with if I blast it in your face or if I blast it in your presence all the time? You know, that's. And that's something that you gotta think about. 818-301-5834. If you guys want to comment on this topic or whatever, hey, that's fine with me. But if your girl has gas all the time in your presence, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to say to her? Because, you know, with passing gas, you can hold it, right? You can control it, right? Or you can try to, you know, hold it for a couple of seconds until you can get somewhere where you're alone. Or, you know, you may hold it and not even let it go. Y'all know what I'm saying? I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 596. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Dalicia. I'm not calling to make a comment. I was just calling to say thank you for my birthday wishes.
Okay, you're welcome. Keep listening. So that was nice of her to call and tell me thank you for the birthday wishes. That was nice. So but anyway, so that's something that's so funny to me. It's so funny to me. I mean, you know, And when you think about it, I mean, I'm laughing now, but passing gas is hilarious to me. I mean, it's hilarious to me. It is so funny. And like I said, when I was telling you guys about my granddad, when, you know, when he used to pass gas and everybody leave the room. Cause it will gag you. You may throw up. It was so bad. And my grandma used to get so mad. I mean, she used to get burning mad at him for doing that. And my mom used to say, "Take it easy. You know, he's getting old and this and that." She'd say, "Damn it! Well, he can get up and go somewhere. He doesn't have to do that in front of everybody." You know, but I mean, it was, he say, he terrible, ain't he? And you know, it was something different, really. I mean, when he let go, man, it was something different. And, you know, I've been in the den before when he did it, and it was a silent killer too. It, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, he'd let go and it'd be like, you know, you hear it and you could get out the way. I mean, he let it go and you wouldn't hear it. All you hear is the little aerosol can, and you'd be like, crap, it's time to go. It's time to go, because you don't want it to hit your nose. You don't want it to hit your nose if you know what it's like. So, you know, I had one experience with it, and after that, hey, every time he'd do that, bam, I was down the steps. I was gone. And but that was so funny. I mean, it's like, you know, you ever been in a restroom and someone come in the restroom and they get in, and or you come in the restroom and someone just went in the stall and they sit down and they like, you know, they start tooting right out, and you know, that is hilarious to me. You know, that is funny to me. And but for somebody to do that in your presence and close quarters or something like that, it's funny but you know, the smell is not. The smell is not funny. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I got about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left in the show, guys. And I'm going to come up with another, hopefully, hilarious topic tomorrow. Well, what's today? Today is Thursday, so tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. On Free Fall Friday, I guess I'll talk about something, but you guys have the show tomorrow, and anyone can call in and talk about whatever you want. Okay, the show is open to all the listeners. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you want on tomorrow. One thing I do want to put out there real quick is the presidential race, or what's some of the candidates that are coming out of the woodwork. I heard that what's the guy's name with the, you know, rich guy with the hair and all that, Donald Trump. I heard Trump was going to throw his name in the hat for the presidency. And it seems like every election time, we've been knowing of Donald Trump. He's been saying he's going to run for president. When Obama came out to run for president, he said he was going to run for president. But he always seemed to back off at the last minute. Okay? And that's what I'm expecting again, for him to back off at the last minute. It seems like he does it as a publicity stunt. Okay? The first time Obama ran, he did it. The second time Obama ran, he did it. Okay? And now all these Republicans coming out of the woodwork saying they're going to run for president because Obama's not running, because Obama is not running. But I think Obama is going to be backing Hillary Clinton. So, you know, we may see another history-making election come, what is it, next November 2016. So, I don't know who I'd vote for. I don't know who's going to be the candidates. But I do know that I wouldn't vote for that fool Donald Trump to be our next president. I know that for sure. I would not vote for Donald Trump to be president of the United States. Not me. I wouldn't put that fool in the White House at all. Anyway, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. And again, it's Frank, and I'm over, and I'm out. Stay cool.
hallelujah. Ooh, girl, teach you hallelujah. Ooh, 'cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk.